From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning. Are you warm?
I am. I'm nice and toasty.
I feel guilty.
I do feel guilty.
You know what, though?
Hmm.
I feel bad for all the children. One, because it's cold.
Right.
It's freaking cold.
It's brutal. No, it's brutal. We got that.
Yes. But I also feel bad for the little animals who need to potty outside.
Yeah, no kidding.
My dog, no. She'd go outside. She'd put a paw outside and say, I don't think so.
You could get the potty pads at the PetSmart. Yeah. But you should have done that before it got cold.
I feel bad for the children because Elsa was arrested.
Elsa was arrested.
Jeez, arrest Jack Frost.
Yeah, nobody liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah, to heck with him.
I've seen the Santa Claus.
I know. Everybody wants to blame it on Elsa. It's an Arendelle thing.
Who played him? Who played Jack Frost?
Oh, and the Santa Claus? Yeah. Martin Short.
Martin Short. Yeah.
He could have got him. He's probably...
He probably wants work. He could have dressed up as Jack Frost. I'm sure Disney would have said okay.
They probably didn't say okay to Elsa getting arrested. Let me
tell
you.
They probably did not.
Probably was not on their
traumatized
radar.
Children.
All right.
Jeez.
It's time for the news. What's going on today?
Hey, is Ashton Kutcher relevant on social media anymore?
Ashton Kutcher. Well, I guess. I don't know.
First off, I think so. He's Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently he is.
Yeah.
Yesterday, and I'm sorry I missed this, Ashton tweeted his phone number to his 18 million followers, asking them to text him.
Well, God, the man is bored. Has he got work now? I mean, he's still doing the ranch, I think. But
still doing the ranch. And he's still investing and making boatloads of money.
I haven't seen him in a movie in a long time, though.
He doesn't need to.
Well, I guess not.
He doesn't.
Well, not now. He's giving his phone number out to 18 million people. He's going to be a little busy. Talking about Santa Claus. Come on.
He wrote that he misses having a real connection with real people.
Oh, jeez.
And though he won't be able to respond to everyone, he did say,
of course not.
We can be real with each other. And he can share the latest and greatest in his world.
Ay, ay, ay.
You can do that on a tweet. Now, soon after, as you might imagine, he pulled that puppy.
Yeah, because I can imagine his phone was blowing up.
Yeah, that's what we assume. We assume he was tired of the notifications blowing up his phone. I always get tense when my phone rings. Usually because I know it's a bill collector. But, you know.
I don't think Ashton has to worry about that.
No, and certainly Ashton Kutcher isn't going to call me.
No,
but
he's not.
I need to do hashtag Ashton Kutcher. He needs to invest in this radio station,
yes,
by golly.
Yes, he does.
So
yeah, maybe we should stop trolling Halle Berry and start trolling Ashton Kutcher.
He is the next best thing to Santa Claus.
listen to you.
Now, it turns out that the whole thing was a publicity stunt for a new startup.
Oh,
of his.
See there, Ashton.
So he really doesn't want to know about our kids, what we had for dinner.
No.
Or who we're following on Instagram.
Ashton.
Man, Ashton, it kind of hurts.
It kind of hurts, dude. Wow.
So, Ashton, if you want to come see us as doing the whole startup Kickstarter, don't if you want to get paid back in spades, we're probably not the people you want to see.
No, but come have fun. We'll even have you on the radio, man.
You can podcast with us.
Yeah, we'd love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can do a podcast and Mouthful Media will produce
Mouthful
it.
Mouthful Media will produce that. That's the offer, Ashton Kutcher. Actually, Mouthful Media would be willing to also host it. Wow, this is a
Absolutely.
Commercial. And we would produce it for him at no cost.
No cost.
Because he's Ashton Kutcher.
Because he's Ashton Kutcher.
Pretty sure I could get you to hang around for those sessions.
Damn straight. I wouldn't call a bunch of people
Mine
either.
Eyes have seen the glory. Have you seen this at KFC?
No.
I saw this morning. They are testing a special Cheetos and Cheetos sauce chicken sandwich in a handful of stores in Virginia, North Carolina, and Georgia. There's a picture. And it's a fried chicken patty on top of real Cheetos, covered in a cheesy Cheetos flavored creamy cream sauce.
I think I would be happy with the Cheetos, and I wouldn't necessarily need the cream sauce. I don't know how that would.
Damn, this looks tasty. Not in California. Here, let me turn that around for you. Doesn't that look tasty?
Oh,
yeah, right.
My goodness,
and it's the crunchy Cheetos, not the puffies.
Well, of course.
Love those. The ones that look like iguanas, right? Anyway. Yes. All right. I'm sorry. Sorry for the interruption.
All right.
I just got hungry.
I know. I'm hungry.
Okay, carry on.
All right. Hey, are you binge watching the Ted Bundy tapes on Netflix?
No, but I'm hearing a lot about it.
Yes. I'm hearing it all over the place. So I think I'm going to have to. So the documentary series is apparently another home run for Netflix.
Like they need any more.
And there's an unintentional reaction to the serial killer.
Oh. What's that?
And evidently this happened during the actual thing. But women, I just can't get over it. I can't wrap my head around this one. Women are vibing on Ted. They're attracted to that bad boy.
That's a good thing he's dead. Holy crap.
This, I mean, it's not only major creepy.
It is major creepy.
Yes, but it's also worrying Netflix. They released a tweet about it yesterday.
Did they really?
Yes. Yes. They're saying that there are literally thousands of hot men on the Netflix service.
Yeah.
Almost all of whom are not convicted serial murderers.
Ladies, check out the rest of Netflix.
There's other men. And this happened with that one, this guy who was arrested, and someone posted his mugshot. And he became the hot guy, blue-eyed hot guy.
What was his name? I don't remember his name.
I wasn't that enamored with him.
He was hot mugshot guy
a couple
years ago. Yeah.
Anyway, I guess there's Ted women Bundy out there who really get into murderers.
Oh, man, yes. That's a little creepy.
And not just murderers, twisted sicko murderers. They like them bad dudes.
But he was an attractive guy. You know, you met him on the street, you probably wouldn't have thought, hey, there's a serial killer.
You know, super handsome guys are usually dicks. Pricks anyway.
See, I don't have to worry about that.
Shut up.
Not super handsome.
Great. Watch Netflix. Find yourself some more hot guys.
They could actually do a little, because you watch the Ted Bundy tapes, and then they have all the hot guy movies lined up in
there
your
you
queue,
go.
Waiting for you.
You could even crush on a guy who plays a bad guy, who's a really nice guy in person.
Right.
Stay away from the murderers.
Oh, God.
And speaking of which.
Oh, there's more.
Zac Efron. He's playing Ted Bundy in that great movie, which won't be changing my women's minds anytime soon.
No, not anytime soon. No.
It's why did you have to get Zac Efron?
Yeah.
You know what? If the murderer looked like Zac Efron came to my door and said, I'd like to deliver some pizza inside your house. I'm here to work on your plumbing. I'm here to turn on your cable.
Landshark.
I say, Landshark.
Candy Graham.
I say, well, come in.
Of course you would.
May I get you a warm beverage?
And with that, I think I'm going to go to Virginia and get me a Cheetos KFC.
Yeah, right.
Have a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.